A little background information here on the story before we get into it. Tuna fish, you know, very popular these days, you know, fresh tuna, you know, it's wonderful. Comes from Montauk. We love it. Now, I'll do it rare and I'll do it well done. Mm-hmm. I won't do it medium rare, medium to the medium side, medium, but a little more medium well, because what happens is all of those designations are a matter of opinion.
Sure.
And everybody's medium rare is different, right?
Yeah.
I just don't have enough skill to get 60 tunas to the exact color that you want them. You know? Or
enough time.
Right. Yeah. So here we are. It's a Saturday night. It's very busy. We have a new waitress on the floor. The manager comes in with the waitress who's shaking at the moment.
Right.
And he says, we have a problem on table 24.
Yeah.
What happened? Well, the guy wanted tuna and he wanted to cook medium. So Sheila over here explained to him that, you know, we don't do that. You know, the chef only cooks it rare. He'll make it well done if you want, but he can't do medium. Mm-hmm. Here's the quote. You tell the chef to shove his ego up as you know what and cook it the way I want. Now I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to have to go out there. What am I dealing with? Am I dealing with an enraged Hell's Angel? Am I dealing with, you know, a KKK member with a hatchet? You know, who do I got out there?
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm walking into this blind. There's four people sitting there. Now, the perpetrator, I can see him because he's a little more animated than everybody else, is about 112 pounds. He's about 5'6", and he has no hair. I go over to him and say, excuse me, are you the tuna man?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He says, I want my tuna medium.
Yeah.
I said, before we get to the medium part, how can you talk to a kid like that? What's the matter with you?
Right,
you know,
right.
The whole thing. So he says, well, I want my tuna medium. I said, you can have your tuna rare.
Yeah.
You can have your tuna well done, or you can get in the parking lot and get out of here. And frankly, I'm not going to miss you.
Yeah.
I think you're a jerk.
Yes.
You know? The guy looks up at me.
Wow.
He goes, all right, fine. Yeah. Chefs, you old egomaniacs. That is going on the whole thing, you know. So I'm laughing. I go back to the kitchen. So magic was what happened.
Yeah.
He's going to have it rare or whatever. Or sea bass, whatever he chose, you know.
Right.
I said, but I'm going to tell you something. I promise you, if you follow him into the parking lot and see him get in his car, there'll be a license plate holder that says world's greatest grandpa.
You know, you're probably right.
Totally. You know what I mean? It's
like, I heart grandkids.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that's this maniac coming here, you know?